PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes. Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
John Daly here.
You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Let's move on to another story, a trial that is getting underway. We're going to be bringing it to you all throughout the week. The Brendan Banfield, the Au Pair Affair murder trial. The prosecution says Brendan Banfield orchestrated an elaborate double murder, creating fake profiles, luring a stranger to his home, coordinating this with his au pair mistress, and staging the whole thing as self-defense. It would be pretty elaborate if this is in fact what happened. But their own digital forensic expert, the one from the prosecution, says the catfishing theory doesn't hold up. The lead detective who questioned the theory then reassigned. The original prosecutor removed. And their entire case now rests on a woman who changed her story after a year in jail to get a ticket home to Brazil. If you're the defense in this case, where do you start, Bob? Bob Mata is with us, host of Defense Diaries, available wherever you get podcasts and on YouTube. This case is not as cut and dry as it may look on paper, and we all know that now. But where do you start on this if you're defending Brendan Banfield in court, and half of these experts have said, yeah, you know what? Everything we've come to the conclusion of wasn't on Brendan's devices. It was her devices and multiple of her devices at different times with different people on this FetLife website, not Brendan. That's an interesting piece to this story.
It is. I'm loving it if I'm retained on that case.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, whoa, all right. We got it. But like, I mean, you start, like you said, you start with her deal. Like, if you're the defense, you're like, okay, essentially their entire case is now revolving around the particular testimony that she's going to supply at trial. And she got a sweetheart deal. So you're mm-hmm. starting there, and then you're moving into this other aspect, which is the lead investigator was reassigned because he didn't agree with the catfishing theory that the state was putting forward. Those two things are about as tasty as you can get in terms of really punching a lot of holes into the state's theory.
You're looking for a reasonable doubt here. I mean, you have multiple investigators being reassigned, kicked off units, being told you're never going to do this sort of work again in terms of identifying information on these devices. I mean, and look, I mean, there's two sides to the story. We'll find out hopefully more in court here as to exactly why these people were reassigned. One could look at it and go, maybe they really did a horrible job at examining this device. Maybe it wasn't up to snuff. Maybe it was completely, this does happen. People do bad work, and then their higher ups have to go and say, what did you do? This is not at all how you do this job. And that may be it. Or it may be, this narrative doesn't go along with our story, and we're really mad and we're petty, and we're going to say, you're never going to do this job again. Not thinking, gee, this may look really shitty when this goes to trial, having that on the record.
Right. And at the end of the day,
It took them a long time to effectuate an arrest on this case.
It did.
Yeah, it did.
She was like, 6-9 months? He was like 17 months before they arrested him.
Exactly. A year and a half.
Only after she changed her story and said, I'll testify against him and go and basically confirm your theory of the case. It's not at all what I said happened, but I'm going to go and say this. And I guess I only get my return ticket home after the trial. And I go along and say exactly what you're telling me to say.
Something exactly. Doesn't smell right.
Right. It's got that issue with the smell test. And, you know, is it? And look, there exist cases in the world. I mean, look at the Adelsons.
Yeah.
You know, they were very deliberate in terms of going after the Adelsons themselves. They had to build the case. They knocked down the dominoes. This isn't that, though. But they're like, it's one of those cases where essentially the state is just trying to sell a story, because the fact of the matter is we're never going to know what really happened in that house.
True.
Why do they need to sell a story, though? Why?
That's how the state operates, Stacey.
I don't want to believe that, Bob.
In a circumstantial case, all both sides are trying to do, and remember, only one has the burden, is to sell a story.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't there. They don't know. They are not able to prove who was accessing her devices, whether it was Brendan doing this catfishing thing. Like, I mean, the guy was he was an IRS agent, right? So he's not a fucking idiot.
Like if he and a criminal investigative IRS agent too.
Right?
He has a weapon. He's not a paper guy going through the trails. Right. He's the one that's out enforcing things. So this is someone who's a little bit. He's not, when you think IRS agent at the desk, he ain't that guy.
Right, and he admits that he was in a heavy duty affair with the au pair. Mm-hmm. So yeah. They've owned that part of it. Like, and that's your challenge when you're the defense on this thing. You're like, okay, there's no point in us trying to pretend like the affair didn't mm-hmm. take place. We're not going to try to walk away from the fact that they've got, you know, pictures of themselves shortly after the wife's been killed, you know, in the bedroom on her former bedstand, you know, the new happy couple. That shit is, it gives you like a certain feeling of like ick. In terms of when you're looking at this defendant, but does it make him a murderer? No, of course it doesn't.
No, you know,
I will not be surprised. And granted, opening statements and the first witness has just started today, so we're really early on in it. But I am not going to be surprised that this thing comes back either hung or not guilty, because it is a tough case for the state for a lot of different reasons.
Now the state, I mean, they could be right it could be right or wrong in their thinking of where they kicked some of these investigators off the case with the Fetlite stuff and all of that. There could be parallel truths here. Like, he could have killed his wife on purpose and they could have done this over here, and both can be true at the same time. But at the end of the day, we got to take a look here and go, well, what actually happened then? If it wasn't, in fact, Brendan Banfield and the au pair plotting to get rid of his wife by hiring someone from a fetish website to go in and basically assault his wife. The guy apparently is thinking it's some sort of kink role play. Mm-hmm. She's being assaulted. And then murdered. So what we would have to believe here, if they're innocent, if Brendan Banfield is innocent, if the au pair is innocent, that this guy with no past criminal record showed up for the assault and also wanted to kill her and was killing her, and then they go and kill him in the process. I know there's issue with that. There's blood spatter issue. The way that they found him, some are saying, and we'll learn more about it in the trial, that it was almost execution style with him, that he was on the ground, possibly on his knees in a different area of the room when he was killed. Again, another situation where I think you could have two parallels that are true, where he could have been in there stabbing and attacking the wife. They show up, get the fuck off my wife, get on your knees over here, and then somebody shoots him. You know, maybe not in immediate defense, but in rage of like, what the fuck? Boom. I can see that being true. The idea that this guy is an angel and he has no past criminal record, his mom is the one that's standing up for him going, he's such a nice little boy. You know,
he just still lives likes at home. To role play.
He's 30 something and he's showing up to fake rape someone. You know, like that's a little weird. I don't think that that makes him the most innocent. I don't think it takes possible homicidal maniac out of the question. If this is part of your standard operating procedure on any given Tuesday. There's a lot of chaos at the end of the day, and that's what's going to make this thing so difficult for a jury to understand. But do you think the jury can buy it that way, that they showed up, two people got two different weapons, again, kind of weird, yeah. And killed this guy who was attacking this wife? I don't know. I mean, either way you swing it, Any pill is a hard one to swallow.
It is. And, you know, ultimately, I think this case, in terms of whether or not they're going to be able to sell it to the jury, and I'm talking about the state, is going to rest on the devils and the details in terms of how the shit went down the day that it went down. So, because the kid's home. Right. Or the kids are home. How many kids?
One kid waiting to go to the zoo. She's standing in the basement down by the garage with her backpack and jacket on because mom had planned to take her to the zoo that day and she was ready and rearing to go. Okay, meanwhile, so upstairs, this shit show's happening.
That little factoid would seem to fly in the face of the concept that she hooked up some guy to come fucking choke her out and fuck her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Like that's a problem for the defense. Like that, that's what I'm saying. The devil's in the detail. You know, the fact that he just happens to be out at McDonald's stroking his meat in the fucking bathroom or whatever he's doing at the time that this guy shot. There's
Arch
a lot
deluxing
of,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, probably, you guys.
Oh, sorry about that. So there's parts of the story that I think that the defense is going to have a hard time getting the jury not to be like, well, that's kind of fucked up. Like, are we going to believe? Because they're going to have to sully the victim. They're going to have to make her into shit mom, right? Yeah. And that kind of victim blaming rubs a lot of people the wrong way. Oh, she was a terrible mother. That's why she would. She was trying to get a quick fuck in. You know, a little BDSM before she's going to the zoo with her kid. I mean,
people like to pretend that people like this don't exist in society. I think people would be shocked.
You're probably right.
I think is a big piece of this whole trial is the fact that people are wrestling with other people and other people's proclivities to whatever they're into. Now, because you don't do it and most of the people around you that you're aware of aren't doing this sort of thing, doesn't mean others are not. And to an uncomfortable level, but there's so many things that people are uncomfortable talking about or uncomfortable being aware of. And when they find out, they just stick their head in the sand. They're like, wait a second. I mean, it's like abortion, you know, that's sort of an issue. People don't want to talk about that. People don't want to deal with it. And then you start growing up a little bit. And by the time you get into your 40s, you go and look at every female that you know of any close relationship that you've had and try identifying one that hasn't had some sort of a sexual attack experience at some point in their life from a male or has faced the very real possibility or has faced having an abortion because of something like that.
Correct.
People don't like to talk about those fucking numbers either because they're uncomfortable and icky. I feel like this is kind of that same sort of thing. Look, this is part of reality. You certainly don't have to participate in it. You don't have to like it. You don't have to condone it. But she can be a wonderful mother while also being a frequent member of a website like that. Again,
you don't want to yuck her yum. I mean, she can do whatever she wants. Yeah,
it's not everybody's cup of tea, but it also doesn't make someone a horrible human being either, being deserved of being murdered. Again, this is where we're dealing with human beings at the end of the day on a jury and emotions and all of that that's going to play into it, not just the sheer, you know, deduction of facts and the information and well, according to this, if we follow this line, this leads here. All of this gets balled up into this huge bowl of chaos that is this case.
And I'll be really honest with you. I didn't know what FetLife was. The first time I read about this, sure, I'm like, is that MetLife?
Sure you didn't.
I don't.
Notice the only person in the group who's going out of their way to say they didn't know anything about FetLife. Like,
for the record, I've never heard of it.
Never. I've never heard of it either, but I wasn't going to bring it up because I didn't think it was a point worth making.
There are people in our chat section who didn't know about it either. I'm telling you that. Yeah. I had to look up.
I'm going to guess most of us didn't know what it was.
I never heard of it either. Yeah. We believe you, Stace.
Oh, thanks. Continue on. Gosh.
I look here, man. Here's the deal. We all, like you said, T, we are all human beings and we are all fucking warped.
Oh,
there is no person on the planet except for somebody who's a liar that doesn't have a fucking warped thought or two that rolls around in their mind. We all do it. We all do it. Mm-hmm. Some people are sex addicts. Some people just cannot stop thinking about sex and fucking, and that's the only it's an obsessive thing. I have no idea what the victim in this case got into on a day. And no one else does either, including her fucking husband. Because that is a part of life where do we ever share all of ourselves with even our closest person in our life, we still always hold a little something back because to be able to feel that kind of comfort with someone where you could go to your deepest, darkest fucking places just really doesn't exist that frequently in the world. So the point being that, do you really ever know somebody, and it's like,
you know who knows us better than anybody? Our digital footprint, our search history, Google.
That's right.
That's who knows us because that's the shit that comes out of our minds.
Robots.
That's the shit that goes in there. Yeah. And according in this case, so do some digital forensic experts who dived into her devices. They apparently knew, too. It just didn't fit the narrative. Yeah. Because according to them, she was doing this stuff.
Yeah.
It just doesn't fit. It doesn't fit nicely into the box here that the cheating husband killed her to go live a happy life forever with the au pair.
It's a sexy story. If you're in the state, it checks all the boxes.
Yeah.
You got the fucking philandering husband, the au pair from fucking Brazil or wherever the fuck she's from.
Yeah.
You know, and he's in the midst of it and he's admitting it. All the pieces fit in the state's mind. It's a lot like.
Except for the pieces that don't. The ones that they said, we don't need. I know it's a 100-piece puzzle, but we're good with 95.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, you don't have the full puzzle then, though. But 95 is good enough, right? No, I need to see the full puzzle.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here.
You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino.
Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily.
And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots.
You can't beat that.
So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.